Blog Talk Radio.
It's me again, the number one writer, Jay Howell. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. Thank you for joining yet another great show. Got a lot of stuff going on today. A lot of stuff we want to talk about. First and foremost, we send our condolences, and all our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims of the murder down in Charleston, South Carolina last night. We send our thoughts and prayers with you guys. And if there's anything that we can do on this show, please feel free to reach out to us. But, you know, just so you know, they have apprehended the individuals that had solely taken the lives of 9 people in Charleston, South Carolina at a church. Absolutely horrendous, and now they're calling it a hate crime, or their implications that it's a hate crime, you know, reminds us, it should remind us that we have a long way to go in this nation. Very sad, very sad. My thoughts and prayers go out to all of those who were involved and who are affected by the things that took place in Charleston, South Carolina last night. On today's show, we are going to be joined by none other than a cappella teen sensation, Kimba. They are going to be on the show. They are actually going to be performing at the 3rd Annual Independent Artist Festival, which is this Saturday, June 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Vision Entertainment Center in Gastonia, North Carolina. That's at the Vision Entertainment Center in Gastonia, North Carolina, 160 West Franklin Boulevard, Gastonia, North Carolina. You guys definitely don't want to miss that. It's going to be a great show. This is our 3rd Annual Independent Artist Festival. I'm really looking forward to what's going to happen, the performances, you know, whether it's 2 or 3 people in the audience, the show will go on, and you guys will be much, much greatly appreciated. Number calls 347-945-7405. Also, speaking of that, we're going to talk a little bit about camaraderie. Camaraderie and why it's important to never burn bridges, especially in this music thing that we got going on right now in this music world. You should never burn bridges, because I'm telling you, the people you burn bridges with, you will see them again and you will need them. And I just want to touch on that a little bit. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to talk about the state of the community. What's going on in our community? Are we doing everything possible that we should be doing in our communities to make sure that we have none of this senseless stuff that goes on, that went on in Charleston, that goes on in our neighborhoods across the nation, which, you know, it is. But people just don't know what is ahead for them. As, you know, they go around the corner. You never know. You never know what's going on. Number to call 347-945-7405. And lastly, if you have a little bit of time, we're going to talk about how religious factors affect communities, community leaders, and the decision-making people that the people that make decisions that affect the communities and the schools and the local jobs. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about if people are really, truly true to what they say they believe. I don't know. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, in the day with Jay.
I know. What's happening? This is Chase Amil, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call is 347-945-7405. And number again is 347-945-7405. Momentarily, we will be joined by Teen Sensation a cappella singing group, Kimba. I can't wait for you guys to talk to them. It's going to be very interesting. And it gives you an outlook on what our future for our children looks like. A very enlightening group. I know them personally, and I think that you guys are going to have a very, very great time listening to who they are and how they come together and what they stand for. Now, June 20th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time at the Vision Entertainment Center, we will be having the third annual Independent Artist Festival. We got so many wonderful acts. We got Barry Wilson that's going to be starting the show. He is going to lead us off into this thing, and I have a young group, Kimba. They're going to be performing along with, hopefully, Minister T. Breeze. We don't know if he's going to be able to make it at this point. And then later on, we're going to be ending the show with Grandacier Music, recording artist. We're going to have K-Pasa, Swish, well, not Swish, but K-Pasa, Gunna, and B. Caliente, they're going to be performing and bringing the house down. You know, we had them on the show the other day. we had a Gutter on the show, and he was a really, really interesting guy. And I think that he has a lot to offer when it comes to this music thing. You know, and we got to understand that not only are we talking to the masses, but we're talking to people that can actually make things happen in a positive overtone. We got to pave that way for our young people. We got to give them that little bit of knowledge and discipline that they need, because I'm telling you, without that knowledge and discipline, we are setting them up for failure. And I don't want to have any parts of setting anyone up for failure. I promise you that. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, when we come back, I promise you, we will be joined by none other than Team Group Kimba. You guys are definitely live on the day with Jay.
Crazy, baby. Don't stop tonight, baby. Oh, I got your favorite. It's all right. What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I want to take the time real quick to thank you, Chicago. Thank you, 990 AM and Hot 97 in Philly for joining us again. And Birmingham, sorry, for Birmingham. Thank you guys for joining us again, putting us back on. I really appreciate the love you guys give us. And out there in Bakersfield, California, I appreciate that love also. I'm glad that you guys were able to get us back. So thank you, and continue to check out the show. Well, I told you guys at the beginning of the show that we were going to showcase the artists that are going to be at the 3rd Annual Independent Artist Festival in Gastonia, North Carolina. That is June the 20th in Gastonia, North Carolina at the Vision Entertainment Center. So my next guest I'm going to bring on for you, I know these guys. They're very talented. I hope they're not too much nervous, but it's okay. Nobody can see your face. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on teen a cappella sensation Kimba. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
Guys, just be yourself and you'll be cool. So how's everybody doing?
Good.
We're good. We hot. It's hot out here.
I know. I'm not going to keep you guys long. I'm not going to keep you long, but I do want my listeners to know who you are. So if I can get one person to tell me or tell my listeners who is Kimba and give them everybody's name and let them know, you know, who you guys are and how you guys got started.
Okay. Well, first I'm going to let you know that Kimba started at the K stands for Khadija, E stands for Eden, the M stands for Michael, the A is for Anacion, and the N.
Yeah.
The B is for Brianna. You got me nervous. So we all started, freshman year first, we started with three of us, the Michael, Khadija, and Brianna. We started as a group, an a cappella group, staying together for 2 years, and then we added on some chorus members of ours, Nate and Eden. And we came Kimba. We do talent shows a lot together. We just a fun group.
We won everyone.
And we won. No.
2 years straight.
Everyone.
2 years straight. 3 years straight in a row together. We just love to see them be together.
And for you listeners, you guys, what you guys don't know is that I know these guys personally. And when I tell you that they're talented, that's probably an understatement. You know, you guys are very, very talented. And I see you going a lot of places. But just coincidentally, did you know that Kimba is an African village also, and it also means able to sustain hardship and great attitude and to be very prevalent in what you do. That's what Kimba means in the African village that it's from. So
that.
I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah, I know you did.
So, yeah, I didn't know, but we did it on purpose.
So let me ask you something. You guys, I know you guys do a lot of a cappella music, but have you thought about going into the studio and doing anything and getting with some people that can put you guys out some CDs or whatever the case may be?
We would like to. We just started to get really serious about it, and we have my friend Eden, her aunt has a studio somewhere. We've always talked about going to the studio with her, but we just never got the time to do it. But we really want to get serious about it, though.
Is Eden on here? What's up, Eden?
Hey, Mr. Muhammad.
I can't wait for you guys to perform. I've been talking you guys up so much. You know, I got people that are really, really wanting to hear you guys sing. And I know you're gonna step up, rise to the occasion, because that's just how good you guys are. And I think it's quite comical that you guys are so talented and so serious about your music. When I deal with artists, I mean even mainstream artists on the show, and their level of commitment is not even half of what you guys have started to display.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Muhammad.
Thank you. You guys are very talented, man. I really, from the first time I heard you, I was like, man, I got to get them on the show. And I know I've been chasing and hounding you for over a year, and I didn't get to get you in the festival like I wanted to last year, but this year is a new year. And I got a lot of plans for you guys. This is not the only thing I want you guys involved in. I got a lot of stuff going on this year, and I want you guys involved in it. But I really want you guys to look at doing some stuff, putting it on CD, and start making your mark in this music world, because you don't see too many a cappella groups anymore, other than, you know, like Take Six, which, you know, gave Brian McKnight his start with his brothers. But you don't see too many of them now. And then you guys are a co-ed group, which is really, really interesting in itself. You know, I just think you guys are very talented.
Thank you, Ms. Muhammad.
Thank you.
I heard it.
We tried. Thank you so much.
You know, if I could get all of you together, you know I'd put you on the hot chair now and have you sing now on the air.
Oh, Lord, no.
I mean,
it's nothing, no.
Yeah, I tell you what, how about you give my listeners a little bit? I got some people in the chat room now telling me, yeah, they need to sing.
You're lying.
No,
I'm not. What am I talking about, Mr. Muhammad?
Yeah, y'all do something. You can do a little short something.
All right, we're just going to do our song we always do, you know?
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay, we're setting up. We're sitting down. We're doing the talk show now?
Yeah.
Okay. Get ready. Every night I rush in my bed, with hopes that maybe I get a chance to see. When I close my eyes, I'm born out of my head, lost in a fairy tale. You hold my hand and name my God. I feel the silk of your sky, and I hope it rains.
What kind of dream is this?
Sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare? Either way, I don't want to wake up from this sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare. Somebody pinch me. Your love's so good to be true. My guilty pleasure, I ain't going nowhere. Baby, I guess you're here. I'll be something romantic, 'cause you're my sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare. Either way, I don't want to wake up tonight.
Okay,
it's mom.
Wow. That, you know, that's what I'm talking about. That's that level of commitment that I wish every artist I spoke with had the level of commitment that you guys just displayed. That's unbelievable. And every time I hear you guys sing, I'm like, wow. I actually see them every day, which is crazy.
Thank you, Ms. Mahala.
You go.
Okay.
You guys got any shout-outs? I know y'all got shout-outs. You can give all the shout-outs you need to right now, because I know I got to let you go.
Right.
I know you got things going on.
Shout out to Alania for using all his gas.
He said, "Shout out to Alania.
Shout out to my mama for letting us use the house for practice."
I know. Shout out to her. We always go to Eden's mama house, Mama Paula. And shout out to my mom, because I wouldn't be here without her.
Last but not least. I want to thank God.
You say you want to thank God. Shout out to Mr. Muhammad. Thank you so much.
You know I'm down with you guys, 20 grand and all. You know that. So
thank
wherever
you
guys go, whatever you need to do, whatever platform you need, just let me know and I'll make it happen. I promise you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you know what? That's not far-fetched. That's not far-fetched at all. Real quick, Kanye West, when he first started, when he won his first BET award, the year before that, Kanye stated that he was at home sitting down watching the BET Awards, wishing that he could be on BET Awards, and he looked over and he told his mother, I will be there next year. The next year, Kanye West was on the BET Awards and the Grammys. So I'm telling you, it's not far-fetched. So you guys just keep going.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammad. We will.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to let you guys go. Sound check tomorrow. Y'all remember that, all right?
5:30.
5:30 sound check. Now,
okay.
I want everybody listening right to the show showing up at sound check. So if you're not part of the act, don't come to the sound check. But you guys, I appreciate you guys. I got your back. Whatever you guys need, I'm telling you, I will definitely see if I can make it happen. So you just promise me you will not stop.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, Kimber, ladies and gentlemen. Bye, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, this is what I've been talking about the level of commitment. Now, I'm dealing with some grown men who cannot produce that type of level of commitment that these young ladies and men are committed to doing right now. It's a crying shame. And then we call ourselves leaders. How can we be leading when the ones we're leading are leading us? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. But something has to change. I'm telling you, if we don't get it together, we are going to be looking real crazy when it comes to giving our young people that knowledge and discipline that they need. We're not doing that. We need to do everything within our power to make sure that we stand behind our young people. And people like that, I tell you what, they come a dime a dozen, and we are definitely going to support them on this show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. Thank you.
your mouth say what you mean, otherwise don't say a thing. The sun coming out, it's drying up the rain. The Redeemer coming back, then to take away the pain. Got no dripping, dry still stain. Tell new addition, I can stand the rain. Water down to my socks, neck deep in the ocean. Thought the water would never stop, but then I felt the rock. The chief cornerstone, the one higher than I. On my earth, wind and fire, keep your head up to the sky. My God reigns forever, he will never die. He will do just what he said, now the man that he's alive. I've been called a lot of things, called a lot of names. It ain't what you call it, what you answer to, man. My God is the king, don't need coupons to save. Brand new clothes, but they can't with good things. Hey.
Motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
Couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump.
Yeah.
For these cowards who shooting instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook.
Sure.
They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can't rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray taught me to flame on. I got three rappers in the hot
flame
seat.
On.
I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that feel I'm the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came for.
Do what I
I'm giving the game hope. I got prison bars, I'm spitting bad time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lot to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't
can't give up now.
Can't give up now.
I done came too far.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke.
Broke.
It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream. I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
I got my shades on, I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
I got my shades on, I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
We in our zone, don't even approach us.
Don't even approach us, cause we focused.
Yeah.
If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can I get a deal?
Why can I get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a chain.
Nope.
Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was young and gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinion. Survived by his daughter. I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain? I was the only child. It's kinda hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to you turn at the light.
You turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it gets.
I'm as real as it gets.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
Can't give up now.
Can't give up now.
I done came too far.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke.
Broke.
It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream. I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
We in our zone. Don't even approach us.
Don't even approach us.
Cause we focused.
There's a new taste coming to town, and it's called Crispy Crunchy Chicken. That's right, Crispy Crunchy Chicken, located at the Lucky 7 Food Mart on 2230 North New Hope Road in Gastonia, North Carolina. On September 30th, the rich Cajun recipe of Crispy Crunchy Chicken will invade your taste buds, and remember, you buy, we fry. Crispy Crunchy Chicken, coming to a mouth near you.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, real quick, want you to do the show a favor. We're taking the show on a whole new level, and we're exploring SiriusXM Radio. And I need you guys' support. I need you guys to send them emails stating that you would love to see Live in the Day with Jay radio show on SiriusXM. I need all the support I can. Just send them an email and just let them know that you're interested in having the show on SiriusXM. I think it will be a great move for us. I think we'll be able to do a lot of things. Of course, we're still going to have this show, but I think that we'll be on a whole new platform. So it's something I need for you guys to do. You know, I sat here as I listened to the music, and I thought about all the people that have come on the show, all the people that I have dealt with, all the people that I have extended a handout to on this radio show. And then I also think about the people who have taken that hand and has slapped it away. Now, I'm not going to step on too many toes, but what I will say is that at some point in time, you got to understand when someone's trying to be unequivocal, there for you. Unequivocally. You got to understand when someone is helping you. You got to understand when someone says they have your back, they have your back. And you are to reciprocate that. Now, if you can't do that, then there's a problem. And if you have made it to where you have turned a friendship into nothing more than an event of acquaintance, then I think there's some soul searching you need to do. I'm not going to stay on that too long, but I am going to dedicate a show to having
some people on
that is going to talk a little bit about what it takes to be a friend. Now, in saying that, and we are going through the month of Ramadan, so Ramadan Mubarak for all my Muslim brothers and sisters out there. I'm not going to be too negative in the holy month of Ramadan, but what I am going to say, after my spiritual journey, there's going to be a lot of people that I cut out of my life. There's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of baggage that I'm just going to let go. Because I cannot swim if I'm carrying a bag of bricks. So it's time to move on. And I humbly and subservently accept that it's time to move on. So that's what's going to happen. And that's just something that I want to pass along, because I hope you guys can understand that at some point in time, you really have to be a friend to receive a friend, or give friendship to receive friendship. Let's say it that way. A lot of things heavy on my heart today, but it's okay. We're going to get through it, guys. We're going to get through it. Guys, do not forget that the third annual Independent Artist Festival is in Gastonia, North Carolina, June 20th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time at the Vision Entertainment Center, which is 160 Franklin Boulevard, Gastonia, North Carolina, West Franklin Boulevard, Gastonia, North Carolina. You guys got to be there. It is going to be a great show. You heard Kimba on here. That's a teen a cappella sensation group. And if you missed it, you need to go back and listen to the show on demand, because I'm telling you, those ladies and gentlemen are very, very, very talented. We'll take one more break, guys, and we're going to come out and we're going to clean out the show. We're going to get the show going in a whole new direction. And I'm going to tell you about it briefly, but we're going to talk about some things that's upcoming on the show. Number calls 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Special to him, someone worth all loving attention, and a higher dimension.
Welcome back to the show. Before we end the show, guys, I really want you guys to take a moment and say a special prayer for the victims down in Charleston, South Carolina. Last night, there was some very heinous crimes committed down at a church, at Ebenezer Church. Coincidentally, one of the churches is a very historical church where actually Dr. King spoke, and more influential historians have spoke at this church. Say a special prayer for the families, and also say a special prayer for the young man that has this hate in his heart. He definitely needs prayer also. Don't forget, guys, Independent Artists Festival, June 20th. That is this Saturday, Gastonia, North Carolina, at the Vision Entertainment Center, 160 West Franklin Boulevard, Gastonia, North Carolina, 28052. You guys don't want to miss it. It's going to be very, very, very entertaining. We got some great indie artists that's going to be performing. I just can't wait for you guys to be exposed to it. Guys, if I don't tell you this, I mean to tell you every day. Love each other. Continue to treat each other right. And let's try to combat this ugly thing called racism, because it is killing our communities across the nation. We have to stop feeding into it. We need to start combating it. God, I tell you each and every day, thank you for continuing to support the show. Without you, I wouldn't do this show. I do this show because I love being the voice of the community, and I love giving you a platform to express those things that you have not been able to express. I love to get your opinion on situations that need to be addressed, and I love you for it. So if I don't tell you, I'll tell you again. I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. Thank you, guys, and hopefully I will be joining you again on Friday, well, tomorrow, that is, live at the sound check at the Indie Artist Festival. Hopefully we'll get to talk to a little bit of entertainers. If not, I will see you Monday, and we will be playing the Independent Artist Festival in its entirety. So I tell you guys, peace and many blessings. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay.